Oh Lord, come again to you, Lord. How we need you to fill us today, Lord.
Amen.
Especially at this coming fellowship, Lord.
Amen.
And we need your Holy Spirit to dwell among us, Lord.
Amen.
Oh Lord, to this time, Lord, we expect you to speak to us, Lord.
Amen.
Speak a living and strong word to all of us, Lord.
Amen.
A word that will change us, Lord.
Amen.
Transform us, Lord. That the word that would lead us to the goal, Lord.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we ask of you to help us. Guide us through, Lord.
Yes.
We ask the breakthrough to all of us, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, Father, we commit this meeting to you.
Amen.
Well, let's read one verse, one portion of the Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Can you hear me? Right. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's begin with verse 9. And then also up to please. English.
For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's fields. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yes, so much through the fire.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's come back to the matter of the material for a building. And I hope that all of us, young and old, we will be deeply impressed by the word of the Bible. That in a matter of the building of the church, the emphasis laid is not a method, but material. I think in the past, we experienced so many different ways, new ways, old ways, this method, that method. Right, and we try to use capable people, gifted people. And these are not the materials that God was looking for. So remember, the tabernacle built by Moses is according to the heavenly pattern. So if you really want to know how the Lord today is going to build the true tabernacle, you really need to go back to the scriptures. Seeing what kind of a tabernacle did Moses build. And last night, I hope that you're all impressed with the matter of the acacia wood. That is the only kind of wood that God would use for the building of his tabernacle. And that acacia wood signifies the humanity of the Lord Jesus. Because our humanity is fallen. Which one of us sitting here this morning is perfect. No. Are you perfect? No. None of us are perfect. Not only we are not perfect, we are corrupted. Right? And it's so easy to be corrupted. In the last 50 some years, I've seen so much corruption in the churches. And I'm not talking about denominations, I'm talking about the churches. Right? So our humanity is not the right material for the building of the church. And you need to see this. Right? Only the new man, the humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ, where Christ is all and in all, only this kind of material is qualified to be built in the house of the living God. So may the Lord really open our eyes. I am not the right material, neither are you. None of us are the right material. That is why we need to really experience Christ in his humanity. I think not too many people appreciate the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ becoming a man. This is a great job. This is a very important work. We emphasize the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ, right? I think I have not heard too many people preaching concerning the humanity of Jesus. For you, for example, if you're going to preach the gospel, what are you going to tell people? He died for you. The cross is the most important thing. But you have to realize, who is qualified to die on a cross for us? Nobody else is qualified. Are you qualified? No. Even if you say you are, I won't believe you. Because none of us are qualified. So the Lord lived on this earth for 33.5 years. Can you imagine that? You don't consider this as the work of Christ, right? What did he do in the first 30 years of his life? Philip, what did the Lord do? You might say, well, he did nothing. You're wrong. It is definitely not easy for the Lord, who was God himself, the Son of God, incarnated to be a man, to live on this earth, to learn obedience, to live among human beings. Do you think it is easy? No, it is definitely not easy. Right? How old are you? How old are you? 13 is 13. It is recorded in the Bible, even as the Lord was 12 years old, what was he doing? He was caring for his father's business. Can you imagine? Do you care for your father's business? Not even a 15-year-old. Maybe if you're much older, you'll be taking care of your father's business, right? But the Lord, when he was 12, right there in the temple, you remember that incident, right? And he was discussing with all those scribes and Pharisees and the chief priests there, who were doctors of theology. He was discussing with them concerning the Father's word, the Father's plan, the Father's business. None of us are like this. No. Well, when I was 12, I don't know what I was doing. Probably playing marbles on the floor. Right. Our humanity is definitely incomparable to the humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Right? Many of us could testify, when you were 12, 15 years old, you're probably a naughty boy, right? doing a lot of crazy things, but not with our Lord Jesus Christ. How wonderful. And don't think it is easy for him to wait until he was 30 years old, because he has to follow the law in the Old Testament days. Right? As a priest, you can only serve when you are 30 years old. So for the Lord to wait until he was 30, you think it is easy to wait? No. Especially him, because he's the Son of God. Can you imagine that? So what a wonderful humanity. And he learned obedience to his parents. Are you obedient to your mom and dad? Wow. That's wonderful. Oh, you must have really learned that in the church life, right? It's wonderful. This is why we need a church life. But in our experience, although we are really, certainly we learn obedience at home, but many times we still are not fully obedient to our parents. Right? So we really need to see and appreciate such a wonderful humanity. So righteous, so holy, perfect, glorious, is expressing the wonderful glory of the Father. Right? Here is a man who can say, if you see me, you see the Father. What about us? What can people see in us? Right? Our humanity is really not qualified. No wonder we need to learn to put off the old man, really. Even until this very day, I have to practice to put off the old man. Especially realizing the Lord is coming very soon. Don't think that it will still take a long time for the Lord to come back. No, I don't believe that. In these last couple of years, the Lord has given us the urgency, I may use this word, the urgency in our heart and in our spirit to get ready for his coming. So how are you going to do that without practicing the priesthood? So, and the most important thing that we need to see today is to experience day by day the humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ, gain his humanity. Without his humanity, it is impossible to build the church. Really. So, anyway, we have to go on, otherwise we'll be stuck with the acacia wood, right? The perfect humanity of the Lord Jesus. His humanity is very special. Very, very special. This is why when the Lord was still on this earth, he could perform so many wonderful things. And I put, for example, here in chapter 6, right? Or verse 19 to 21, by the way, it should be 21, not 2. 19 to 21, the Lord Jesus walking on the sea, right? You can swim in the sea, but you cannot walk on the sea, right? You know how to swim? Yeah? You know how to swim, right? How about walking on the sea? Impossible. You cannot walk on the sea. But our Lord is wonderful. He can walk on the sea. And even a storm and a wind listened to his command. He just had to speak one word, and there was peace even in the storm. The Lord's humanity is really wonderful. Right? Because he is both the Son of God and the Son of Man. And the scripture says also, really, he expresses the brightness of God's glory.
Let us read Hebrews. Let's take a look at this wonderful verse in Hebrews chapter 1. Many verses, but you all need to dig them out and read them concerning his son, right? Verse 2 has, in these last days, spoken to us by his son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. My, everything is made by Christ. And then he says here, who, being the brightness of his glory. This is really amazing. Here is a wonderful man. And the description here tells us he's the brightness of his glory. And he's the express image of his person. Too wonderful. Our humanity cannot be like this. No, it's not possible. Unless we day by day gain an experience of humanity of the Lord Jesus to replace our humanity. I hope you'll all learn how to pray this. Lord, I have been crucified with you. My old man is crucified. Like Paul says, now it is no longer I that live, but Christ who lives in me. For me to live is Christ. This is the experience of the humanity of the Lord. And I'm so glad that many of us are learning to experience the Lord and apply him as a meal offering. This is very important. If you don't do that, you may know the Bible in your head, but I don't think there will be any transformation or change in your life. No, not possible. So, this acacia wood is very, very important. Then, you have the gold, silver, and bronze, copper. These three metals. It's very important as well. Of course, gold signifies the divine nature of God. Gold is the most precious metal, right? So everything regarding our God is golden. Even the faith he has given you, if it has gone through fire and trials, it will be more precious than silver and gold. Even the word of God is just like gold. Praise the Lord. And the Lord Jesus in Laodicea, he says, I counsel you to come and buy gold from me. Of course, it's not the material gold, physical gold. But hey, there is a heavenly spiritual gold. And only the humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ can be overlaid with gold. In our fallen humanity, you cannot see much gold. No wonder if you live according to the flesh, the gold will not stick to your flesh. You cannot overlay your flesh with gold. It's going to fall off. And nobody, especially God, he is not going to put gold on your flesh. Our God is not stupid. He's not foolish. He will never do that. But with the humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ, the more humanity of the Lord you experience, the more you will be a partaker of this wonderful divine nature. Right? The more you will express the living God. But only with this fine and wonderful humanity of the Lord. This is why you can see in this tabernacle, built with the acacia wood, every piece, every board of the acacia wood is overlaid with gold. It's wonderful. If it is not the acacia wood, don't think you can gain much gold from the Lord. Where are you going to put it? Suppose you come to the Lord and says, Lord, I want to buy gold from you. The first question the Lord is going to ask you is, what are you going to do with it? Where are you going to put it? Where do you want to put the gold? To overlay it on your flesh? There's only one place that you can really put the gold. It is with the humanity of the Lord Jesus, the right and proper kind of humanity. Then God will give you much gold. The more humanity of the Lord you experience, the more the Lord can really put a gold on you. Otherwise, it will not stick. I'm sorry. In the past 50 years, I've seen too much. Where is the gold? People even think and believe they have become God. Can you imagine that? Is there any gold? No gold. Really? No gold. If we have a lot of gold, that means that you must have the fine and proper humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we really need to see this. I told the saints just before I left, in August, I went to Europe. I have my wooden frame outside the house painted because it's peeling. The paint is peeling. And so I thought I have to maintain it. It's important to maintain it. So we have the painter coming to paint the house, just the frame. And in the garage door there was especially one piece of wood that looked very nice because it was painted. And amazingly, the paint didn't fall off. But it was a piece of plywood. I didn't know it was plywood. I thought it must be a hardwood. But somehow it was a plywood. And so it looks very nice outwardly. But when we poke it just a little bit, it cracked. And there's so much termite inside. You know, the white termite, right? Have you ever seen termites? No? And not only one, but a whole lot of them. There are a whole colony of termites. 我看到我的毛都站起来了，可怕的。 Hotspur. I was shocked because I've never seen so much termite in my life. It was really amazing, and the Lord reminded me, this is what your flesh will look like. The fallen humanity. No wonder when a man died, what happened? Full of worms, all of a sudden, your body disintegrated and all the worms came out. This is a picture of our fallen humanity. Right? So the Lord will never put gold on it. No, impossible, impossible. We need a proper humanity. Now, you remember we just read, Paul talked about building on a foundation with gold, silver, and precious stone. Where do you think Paul got the idea? Directly from God, without knowing Exodus chapter 25 and 26 and 27. 你们想想看，保罗从哪里得到这个启示，要用金银宝石建造？你以为是神直接告诉他？
他如果不认识出埃及记的话，他不会想到要用金银宝石。You know, if Paul had not known the book of Exodus and the tabernacle built by Moses, how God told Moses to build with gold and silver and precious stones, I don't think he will get that revelation in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. No. Ask him one day if you see Paul. Paul, one, you're so great. How did you get that revelation that a church is built with gold, silver, and precious stones? Paul will tell you, I'm not that great. God told Moses long time ago, and that's where I learned it from. But what about you? How are we going to build a church today? You have to realize, even in the book of Revelation, the Lord told Laodicea, I already mentioned this, right? Because they thought they are so rich. Yeah, maybe they are so rich in doctrines. They're so rich in books. They have so many books and writing books upon books. And at the end, their book became more important than this book. Can you imagine? Let me ask the brothers from Mindanao. Is there any other book that is more important than this book? Are you sure? 100%? Really? But how come you prefer to read many other books? And you believe people say that if you don't read my books, you cannot understand the Bible. So please read my books. Do you think any other book can replace the living Word of God? Impossible. Really impossible. So in the book of Revelation, to the Laodicea, who thought they were so rich, right? But they were so rich in doctrines. But what is doctrine? And the Lord says, but you're poor. I advise you to come to me and buy gold, tried with fire. Because gold in natural form are so mixed with, there's so many different things in it. It's not pure. You have to really bring the gold through fire to remove all the other elements there so that you can have pure gold. Right. Today, people are so proud because they thought they know it. What we need is a real substance. We need a gold. You should ask how much gold do you have? Heavenly gold. You have to pay the price for it. Right? So for the building, you need the acacia wood, and not only acacia wood, but acacia wood overlaid with gold. There's so much gold. Do you know how many boards there are in this tabernacle? And what the sizes of the boards are, the acacia wood. On the north side, there are 20 boards. And then on the east, on the south side, another 20 boards. Okay. And then on the west side, you have 8 boards. And each board is what size, Brother Philip? And the height? It's 10 cubits. It's very high. 10 cubits. 1 cubit equals perhaps 1.5 feet. 1.5 feet. 18 inches about. So, well, it is quite high. Right? And then the width of its board is 1.5 cubits. 1.5 cubits. 1 cubit is 18, 1.5 is what? That's quite big. Right? And then 1/2 cubit thick.
My goodness. Sometimes I thought, how do they manage to carry such a tabernacle in the wilderness for 40 years? That's a lot of work. Right? Can you really imagine 10 cubits, 1.5 cubits worth? Why 1.5? Have you ever thought? Why? Number 10 in the Bible signifies the number of responsibility, just like the 10 commandments. The number of responsibility, meaning to say, as a human being, you have a lot of responsibility toward God and toward man, because out of the 10 commandments, the first 5 is toward God, the second 5 is toward man. That is why when asked, the Lord was asked the question, what is the greatest commandment of all? The Lord's answer was number one, not just one. Number one, you have to love God with your whole heart, with your whole soul, mind, and strength. And the second one is like unto the first, you must love your neighbor as yourself. So of these 10 commandments, 5 is toward God and 5 is toward man. Can you bear that responsibility? Yeah? Can we? No, only the humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ is capable to bear that kind of responsibility. He was absolutely for God, and he was fully for our redemption, for our salvation, to save us to the uttermost. Nobody else could bear that responsibility. So the Lord, his measurement is number 10. How about you? How tall are you? How many cubits? How many cubits are you? You're almost 5'11", right? So how many cubits? Not even one cubit, right? We are too short. Our humanity is just short. Especially after man fell. My goodness, we are worse. No one can bear the responsibility by himself, I tell you. After all, so many years in the church life, I am fully convinced no one can bear the responsibility. I heard some person saying, I am the apostle. Right? 你也听过吗? Somebody claimed he is the apostle. And somebody claimed he is the only true disciples of the apostle. Let me tell you, none of us are anything. We are nothing. We are nothing. Really. Anytime you think you are anything or you're somebody, you're about to fall. Don't think we are anything. No, we are nothing. Remember, the Lord says, without me, you can do what? You're sure? You're convinced? You can do nothing. I have to admit today, I can do nothing. What can we do? You think just giving a message is already wonderful? No, it's nothing. Nothing. The Lord is just using my mouthpiece. That's all. I don't know what I am. It's just a mouth. Only the humanity of the Lord. And yet you can really see that, eh? The width is 1.5 cubits.
Why 1.5? 1.5 means it's not complete, right? If it's 1.5, that means it's not complete. You need the other half. The complete thing is what? 3. Number 3 is the number of the triune God. In resurrection. Because number 3 has these two meanings. No wonder the Lord says, I am the resurrection and the life. Right? So, hey, you need 2 boards to make 1 complete unit. That means today, Philip, even if you have gained the humanity of the Lord, let's say Brother Philip is now, wow, gained the humanity of the Lord, you still need the brother next to you to be completed. You cannot be by yourself. No. Just 1 board by itself, you cannot build a board. You need 20 boards. Praise the Lord. Right. So, may the Lord really open our eyes there. So, and with the 20 boards and 1.5 cubits, you have 30 cubits altogether. The length of the north side and the south side is 30 cubits. Again, 30 is 3 times 10. So that means this humanity bearing the responsibility is fully through the triune God and with the power of resurrection. In the scriptures, the number has a very significant meaning. But I don't want to go into this. I just want to give you the impression that our Lord Jesus Christ, in his humanity, in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Otherwise, how can the Lord bear the full responsibility toward God and toward man? We cannot bear that responsibility. So just the measurement alone, you can really see only our Lord Jesus Christ in his humanity can bear the responsibility. And he really has the fullness of the Godhead. My, what a man. Overly laid with gold. He is the full expression of God. No wonder in Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, it says, or 15, he is the image of the invisible God. Gold is important. This is what we need. We need gold. We don't need doctrine. Some people say, oh, their Bible is a gold bar. I wish it's so easy. I just buy a Bible and I have a gold bar. Right? No. The teaching is not the gold, but the nature of God is the gold. Right? And then the silver. Silver definitely talks about the salvation of our Lord Jesus, accomplished by the Lord Jesus Christ. The redemptive silver in the Bible, right? We don't need to fully go into it right now, but you have to realize that silver in the Bible talks about the salvation work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Right? Now, you know how much silver was used in the tabernacle? 100 talents of silver. You can read that in Exodus chapter 38. And I wrote it down. Do you know how much 1 talent is? 1 talent is 35 kilos. Okay. So 100 talent is how many kilos? 3,500, 3.5 tons of silver. Because
for each wood, okay, for each wood, you have two sockets. And the sockets is made of silver. And how many boards in one side? You have 20 boards. And 20 boards, you have 40 sockets. Right? And 40 sockets plus 40 is how many sockets? 80. And in the west side, you have how many sockets? 8 times 2? 16. So you have 96, and then you have 4 pillars there, each standing on one socket. So you have 100 sockets made of silver. This is why I said, how can they carry such heavy weight of silver? Well, you really want to build a church? Do you have that much silver? Talking about salvation, John, how much salvation do you need? Uttermost, how much is that? No wonder in Hebrews chapter 7, he says he is able to save us to the uttermost. So much silver. 3.5 tons of silver. So today I thought, my, how did they manage? How did they manage to really carry on so much gold and silver there? Wow, the gold they have, how many talents? Close to 30 talents of gold. 29 point some talents of gold. 30 talents of gold. Over 1,000 some kilos of gold. Heavy, plus acacia wood overlay is gold. Oh my goodness, how about that? How much salvation do you need? We like to tell people, we are saved, right? Are you saved? 你得救了没有? 我如果问杨弟兄啊,得救了没有? 救了。第二个问题是多少啊？多少？How much silver do we have? We need to be saved day by day. Even in our mind, my goodness, how much I could say no to my thoughts. No. I am not going to think this way. No. Lord, save me. Save me. Transform my mind. Yeah, I have to do that. Yeah, I will not allow so many crazy thoughts to get into my head. No, I need to be saved, to be transformed, to be renewed through the spirit of your mind. Right? We need to be saved to the uttermost. How much silver? You know, if you don't realize the silver that is needed to build that tabernacle, you will not understand how much salvation we need in our daily life. Yes, you're saved from eternal damnation, but your salvation is not, that kind of salvation is not enough to bring you into the kingdom. Sorry. You need to be saved more, much more by this life. This is what Romans chapter 5, verse 10 tells us. How much more will we be saved by his life? So here you can realize how much silver you need. Don't think it is easy. Right? Otherwise, there is no socket to put the acacia wood, the board, to stand on the silver, and each board has two sockets. Two signifies what? Testimony. You're right, because out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, right? So you can really see two is a matter of the testimony. Can you really say you are saved to the uttermost? So today we really need the living testimony that day by day, at least day by day, we are being saved. And this is why you need the sin offering and you need the trespass offering. Right? Without these two offerings, you just talk about salvation, and your salvation is empty. No silver. Okay, let us go on to the third metal in your bronze. Copper. How much copper? 71 talents. I wrote it down here, it's okay. 2,485 kilo of copper, because hey, you know, if you can take a look at especially the outer court, right, the covering of the outer court, all the pillars are made of bronze, right, and then all the pillars going into the holy place, the sockets are made of bronze. Meaning to say, we need judgment. Don't think in the church life we don't have judgment. Everything is okay la. Okay la. The Chinese like to say okay la. Singaporean. You think everything is okay? No. If for you in the church life everything is okay, that means you don't have bronze. And if you don't have bronze, then all kinds of crazy things will come into the tabernacle. No, you cannot allow just anything to come into the tabernacle. No, 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 there's a lot of bronze. And even right in the very beginning, that burnt offering altar is made of acacia wood, but covered with bronze. Because that altar is for judgment. For judgment. So you all need to realize that in order to build up the church today, we cannot tolerate all kinds of unrighteousness and evil things and then all kinds of fleshly things, worldly things. Oh my goodness, I've seen that happening. So many evil things, unrighteous things, fleshly things, all kinds of envy and strife, power struggle and authority, position, money, corruption, too many things, and nobody said anything. And if nobody says anything and allow all these things to happen in the church lives, that means we don't have any bronze. And if you don't have any bronze, how can you talk about salvation? What kind of salvation do you have? If in the church life we would allow anything and all kinds of unrighteous things and sinful things and evil things, worldly things and politics and lies and everything coming into the church life, do you think the church can stand? Then how can it be the house of the living God? Even sometimes, even in the Lord's table, people be fighting there and shouting at one another, oh my goodness. How can it be? That means that cannot be the house of the living God. You can talk about one city, one church, one city, one church. No bronze, no silver, no gold, no acacia wood. One city, one, what kind of a church? So the material is very important. Remember that gold, silver, and bronze. Where can you find such a church? There are many churches in the Philippines, right? There are many churches in Davao City. There are many, many so-called churches, all the way from Roman Catholic Church to the newest denomination and even the local churches, so-called. Where do you find a church with acacia wood? Overlaid with gold, with silver socket, and then a minion outside entrance standing on bronze socket, right? And then all the pillars surrounding the outer court there is all made with bronze and with bronze socket. What kind of a church are we building here in Quezon City? At the end, there will be destruction. God will shake it, and everything will fall apart, and it will not be able to stand any kind of a trial. And don't think you can fool God. You cannot fool God. Don't play around with God. Have the fear of God. Yeah. To serve God with reverence and godly fear. Otherwise, sooner or later it's going to fall apart. Yeah. I've seen it again and again. Many times, and I hope that I will not see it again. At least not amongst us. I hope not. I hope not. Well, it all depends on you. It all depends on you. Whatever, what kind of a church you want to build today. Right. So, you can realize these three metal is very, very crucial in the building of God's temple. Okay. Amen. Any question? Any question? 张弟兄, no question. Yeah? Any question? No? Clear?
Clear.
Clear. Young people? Right? Good. I think we stop here and we'll go on. How many meetings do we have actually? Oh boy, we better go faster.
We have six more to go.
Oh my goodness, six more to go. Okay, we'll go fast tonight. Another 15 minutes and let's go to the second point. Or shall we stop here? I think I better stop here. Better stop here. Too many things, you will get confused. So, if you can just remember these few things, right, for now it is good enough, right? I think sometimes our capacity is quite limited. Right, so may the Lord have mercy on us. Let's have some prayers.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for, we have such a foundation in you.
Amen.
Help us to buy the gold, silver, and precious stones from you.
Amen.
Yeah, Lord, we want to truly build the way you want us to build.
Amen.
The materials are shown to us by you.
Amen.
Yeah, Lord, we help us to truly follow everything that you have shown us.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, we pray that you would impress this picture within our hearts to realize what material is needed for the building up of your church.
Amen.
Lord, how much we need your fine humanity.
Amen.
Lord, we do want to build with acacia wood.
Amen.
And open our eyes to see the gold, silver, and precious, the bronze, Lord.
Amen.
That only by you all these things can be overlaid upon us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we pray that you would change our concepts.
Right.
Renew the spirit of our minds.
Amen.
May we be so conscious in whatever we do for the building up of your church.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, continue to write your words in our minds and in our hearts.
Amen.
Yes, continue to transform us, Lord.
Right.
Amen. Yes. We want to gain this acacia wood.
Amen.
Take away our rotten human nature.
Right.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we want to gain your fine and perfect humanity.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we want to be saved to the uttermost.
Amen.
Help us to buy the gold, the silver, and the bronze from you.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Oh.
Just a few announcements for the group fellowship this afternoon. So right now it's almost 12. So 12 to 1 today. You see your outline at the back. We're at October 30 Sunday. We're at lunchtime already. So the whole afternoon is free. 1 to 5 p.m. is free. So you can use this time to take your rest. For the young people, if you don't need to rest, you can... spend your time wisely. It all things the young people have fellowship, and the groupings for this afternoon 5 to 6 is the same as what Johan announced last night. There are still two groups of young people. For those names who are not included last night, feel free to join either of the two groups of young people. And for the Chinese-speaking saints, Chang Boyi, Hokkien Wei, and Lai Chak Peng Tia, Go Tiang Kao Lak Tiang, Lai Kao Tong. For brothers and sisters from Visayas and Mindanao, dito po tayo. Alas 5 hanggang alas 6, dito po tayo mag-fellowship. So that's it.
Amen. Okay. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Johan, di ba kong siya?
Maybe we'll just talk to you. No, we'll just call everyone.
You didn't update. Maybe there's a late update.
I was only given the same yesterday.
That's how it does it.
See what you want to do. 6. But we should have.